The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency by Jerome R. Corsi, Ph.D. Read by Jerome R. Corsi, Ph.D. Aldous Huxley, The Ultimate Revolution, Berkeley Language Center, March 20th, 1962, 9:17. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, and I think there are going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. They will be a good deal nearer not because of any humanitarian qualms of the scientific dictators, but simply because the Brave New World pattern is probably a good deal more efficient than the other. That if you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, the state of servitude, the state of being, having their differences ironed out, and being made amenable to mass production methods on the social level. If you can do this, then you are most likely to have a much more stable and lasting society, much more easily controllable society than you would if you were relying wholly on clubs and firing squads and concentration camps, end quote. Jeremiah 2011. But the Lord is with me as a mighty terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Introduction. Many who read this book will dismiss it as fiction, but a few will recognize that every word written here is true. This may be one of the last books written under the U.S. Constitution and the grant of freedoms we were given under the First Amendment, including both freedom of religion and freedom of speech. In future generations, this book will be suppressed if the forces of darkness succeed with their plan to destroy the United States as we have known it since 1776. I'm going to lay out the plan in the first chapter. Subsequent chapters will provide supporting evidence for the claims made in the first chapter. I've decided to keep this book short such that it can be read in a few hours. For this reason, much of the supporting documentation will be abbreviated, with some material mentioned only by reference to other published works. All I ask of you, the reader, is to read this book with an open mind. At worst, you will have the experience of reading a concept for a novel or a movie. Those who understand will experience fear, especially if it is read by those who have launched the satanic plan described in these pages. But I vouch that every word I write here will be true and fully verifiable, but most likely only in retrospect, after the events I describe herein have taken place. I write this book in the firm belief that we can prevent these events from happening, but a people who have abandoned God will only screech in derision when reading these words, realizing only too late their delusions. I begin by professing my faith in God. This declaration I found was essential in the fight I waged to refuse the fraudulent plea deal I was pressured to accept by the prosecutors in the Mueller investigation. I refer here to the full description I gave of that nightmare in my 2019 book, Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. I want to thank
Sample complete. Ready to continue?